Chapter 9. Buck gets new owners again.
It takes them 30 days to get back to Skagway. They are all very, very tired. Buck used to weigh 63 kilos. Now he weighs only 52 kilos. Many of the other dogs are much thinner than Buck, and they are all in poor condition. Pike's front leg is hurt, and he is limping. Sollex is limping too. Dub's shoulder is hurt. All of the dogs have very sore feet, little energy, and no spirit left to work. They are exhausted from the many weeks of pulling the sled. Every muscle aches, every bone aches too. In 5 months, they have travelled an incredible 2,500 miles. The dogs and the drivers expect a long rest at Skagway, but the government mail service has other ideas. It is a large, busy town, and a lot of miners live there, all of them with sweethearts, wives and relatives back home. The amount of mail in Skagway is enormous. There are official orders to deliver this mail as soon as possible. The mail carriers need dogs to take the sleds with the mail down the trail, but Buck's team is too tired. They aren't strong enough now. Fresh dogs from Hudson Bay replace Buck's team. 3 days pass. Buck and the others are still very weak. After another 4 days, two Americans buy the team and the harness for a very low price. Buck sees them give the Scottish man money, and then the mail carriers are no longer part of his life. They are gone, just like Judge Miller, Francois and Perrault, and the man in the red sweater. These men are called Hal and Charles. Charles is middle-aged, with light, watery eyes. He has a long, thick moustache. Hal is about 20 years old. He carries a Colt revolver and a hunting knife. Buck feels that these men are not like the other men in the Northland. Somehow, they are different. The new owner's tent is not very nice. It is dirty and disorganized. There is also a woman there. Her name is Mercedes. She is Charles's wife and Hal's sister. Buck watches them take down the tent and load the sled. They are not good at this. The tent is not folded properly. The tin dishes are packed but not washed. Mercedes talks all the time and gives advice to the two men. None of them knows how to pack a sled. The men put the things on the front, and Mercedes tells them to put them on the back. Nothing is organized. The sled looks a mess. Three men come out of the saloon and laugh at the sled.
Your load is too heavy,
says one man.
It's not my business, but I don't think you should take that tent.
Mercedes cries,
no, I need to have a tent.
It's spring now, ma'am,
replies the man.
The weather isn't too cold. It's warm enough to sleep under the stars.
Mercedes shakes her head.
No,
she repeats. Hal and Charles put the tent onto the sled with all their other equipment.
Do you think your sled will ride?
Asks one of the men.
Yes,
says Charles coldly. He does not like this man or his questions.
Oh,
replies the man.
It seems a bit heavy to me.
The sled is very heavy. Buck looks at the sled. He knows it is going to be hard to move. Charles tightens the straps that hold the equipment on the sled. He harnesses the dogs. They are ready to go. Hal grabs his whip and swings it at the dog.
Mush!
He shouts.
Mush, mush!